Hi, this is Adriana, inviting you to believe that your dream life is possible by claiming all that you are. How do you know when you're clear? Do you doubt yourself a lot? I know I did, and I still do at times, but now I have tools that support me in going back to my clarity, and I am going to give them to you today. I'm sure you have experienced a challenge when discerning between the voice of the heart and the voice of the ego. Sometimes we can even get more confused because we don't know where each one of those voices come from. The truth is, clarity can't be found without engaging the heart. You must connect with your heart in order to find your truth. I often have clients ask me, "But Adriana, how do I connect with my heart?" Here are 5 simple steps to get you started on your heart's journey so you can access deeper levels of clarity about your life and connect with that inner guidance that resides only in your heart. So here we go. Step number 1, get yourself a journal, and every night before you go to bed, write on the journal this question: what made me feel the most alive today? Write everything that comes up for you. This question will help you reflect on the things that bring you the most joy, and the more consistent you are, the more you'll be able to connect with your heart. Step number 2. Right upon waking, grab your journal again and write, "What does my heart want to create today?" I'm sure there are so many desires within your heart about your life. This question will help you slow down and tap into them. Writing is one of the most powerful tools for accessing deeper layers within the heart. Step number 3. Pay attention to how certain thoughts feel in your body. Every decision you make either comes from fear or from love. If it doesn't feel relaxed in your body, this is a good sign that perhaps you're operating from a fearful thought. Paying attention to your thoughts is a great way to raise awareness within your consciousness. Remember, a thought that is in alignment with your heart comes from love, and this is where you want to make decisions from. Step number 4. Appreciate yourself every day for your accomplishments, no matter how big or small they are. This will help you focus more on the abundance rather than the lack, and will support you to stay present with yourself. Remember, the heart is a very gentle muscle and needs a lot of nurturing to operate in a healthy way. It provides you with clarity and guidance, but you have to honor it so you can listen to its message. Step number 5. Do something kind for someone every day. It can be just a simple gesture, but do it consistently to keep the good energy flowing. The more you give to the universe, the more the universe wants to give you back. Don't hold back and give. Love. Love a lot and love the most. This is the way to exercise the heart so it can be receptive to recognize all that is available for you out there. Try it for yourself and let me know what happens. That's all for today. Until the next time. Bye-bye.